各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，今天早上我们要以阿摩先知阿摩斯的忠心跟大家来互相勉励。
This morning our topic is the faith of Prophet Amos.
我们今天蒙主的恩典，大家能够成为神的儿女，这是一件相当有福气的事情。
Today is our blessing that we can be claimed as children of God.
但是我们必须要记住，我们蒙拣选的最主要的目的。
But we have to remember that the purpose of our election.
除了我们能够脱离魔鬼跟罪恶的辖制。
The purpose of our election is, first of all, to get to be rid of this, to be free from Satan.
那么更重要的就是，我们要负起跟着各个教派道理上的错误。
Second of all, it is our responsibility to correct the mistakes of other denominations.
因为这一千多年来神的道理被误解了。
For over 1,000 years, the words of God has been misinterpreted.
那么得救的道路被阻碍了。
And the path to salvation has been blocked.
很多人找不到得救的门路。
Many people could not find the right way of salvation.
所以我们今天必须要负起跟着各个教派道理上的错误。
Therefore, it is our responsibility to correct the mistakes of other denominations.
这是我们不可以忘记的一个使命。
And this is one of the mission that we should never forget.
所以在真理上，我们必须要认真的自我充实。
Hence, we should make sure that we have studied the truth.
才能够引导人到神的面前来。
So that we can guide others to God.
但是，在我们这属灵的圣宫上面，常常有魔鬼的工作。
Very often, we find the work of Satan among the holy work.
因为自古以来，魔鬼不断的跟神来敌对。
From the beginning of time, Satan has been opposing God.
从始祖亚当夏娃被造之后
，Since the creation of our first ancestors Adam and Eve,
魔鬼就开始来破坏神的工作，来引诱亚当夏娃犯罪。
Satan has begun his work of opposing the work of God, opposing Adam and Eve.
从有人类的历史以来，一直到今天，都是我们可以看到很多魔鬼的工作。
From the history of mankind till now, we can see many examples of the work of Satan.
所以在整个圣经里头，那些先知常常预言魔鬼要不断的来攻击他的百姓，神的百姓。
In the Bible, we find that many prophets would prophesy that Satan would continuously want to destroy the people of God.
那么旧约时代的先知就是面临非常大的这个攻击。
And even the prophets are the main objects of Satan.
那么一直到耶稣的时代也是一样遭受撒旦的攻击。
And even in the era of Jesus, that many people were still being controlled by Satan.
一直到今天的教会还是一样要面对魔鬼的攻击。
And right till today in the church, we see that we still have to face the constant attack from Satan.
所以在这个属灵的战争当中，我们要如何坚守真理的立场？
In this spiritual battle, how do we maintain our ground?
能够看清魔鬼的诡计。
We have to be able to distinguish the schemes of Satan.
我们进一步靠主得胜这个魔鬼。
We need to rely on God to overcome Satan.
那么我们今天就以先知阿摩斯他所遭遇的种种的这些打击我们来看他如何对神忠心。
Today we are going to learn from Prophet Amos and how faithful he was to God.
请看阿摩斯书第七章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 7.
阿摩斯书第七章，我们今天就从第十节，我们来查考到十七节。
We shall study from chapter 7, verse 10 to verse 17.
从这个第七章的第十节到十三节，我们看到了阿摩斯他面对的 这个考验。
We see the first test of Amos here in verse 10.
那么在这里呢，他受到这个诬告，并且呢被人藐视。
First of all, he was being accused and he was being despised.
但是十四节、十五节让我们看到他对于神忠心的主要的原因。
And verse 14, 15 tells us the reason why he was so faithful to God.
因为他自己觉得自己是不配的一个人，但是呢，神却拣选他。
He felt that he was an unworthy man, yet God had chosen him.
那么十六节到十七节就是描述阿摩斯他是如何对主忠心。
And verse 16 and 17 tells us how Prophet Amos showed his faith to God.
他能够勇敢的来照神的吩咐来传警告。
And bravely he was able to warn the people of Israel.
那首先我们先看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
阿摩斯书第七章第十节。
Amos chapter 7 verse 10.
旧约圣经1078页。第十节，伯特利的祭司亚玛谢打发人到以色列王耶罗波安那里说，阿摩斯在以色列家中图谋背叛你，他所说的话，这一切的话，这国担当不起。在这里提到有伯特利的祭司。
Here mentions a priest from Bethel.
这是在北朝以色列国那个伯特利地方呢，是一个他们敬拜假神的地方。
Bethel is a place where the people worship idols, and it is situated in the northern kingdom Israel.
当然，这个祭司亚玛谢不是神所立的祭司。
And this priest Amaziah is not a priest called by the Lord.
是那个王按照人的意思所按立的。
Rather, Amaziah was anointed by the king, or was chosen by the king of Israel.
那么当时北朝的耶罗波安，他当了以色列的王。
And the king of the northern nation Israel was Jeroboam.
他就是带领百姓走上悖逆神的道路。
He is a king who have led the people against God.
但是那个时候，神仍然是疼爱北朝的以色列国。
Yet God still has some love for the northern kingdom.
所以要阿摩斯在那边传讲信息。
And hence he sent Amos to the northern kingdom to preach his news.
那么阿摩斯所传讲的信息，我们可以从阿摩斯书第一章到第六章，我们可以了解他传讲的内容。
If we want to know the message that Amos was spreading, you would have to read Amos chapter 1 to chapter 6.
他很不客气地来指责北朝以色列国在信仰上的败坏。
And he harshly rebuked the northern kingdom in the religion.
他们信仰上形式化。
That they have corrupted their religion.
他们欺压穷人。
They have oppressed the poor.
他们所做的都不能够照神的意思来做。
And all they have done were not done according to the law of God.
他们放纵私欲。
They have indulged themselves in their desires.
这一切使整个国家走上灭亡的道路。
And all these actions have caused this whole nation to be destroyed.
所以阿摩斯他很忠心的来照神的话来传警告。
And faithfully, Amos was preaching the message of God.
但是这个亚玛谢这向着耶罗波安王讲，说这个阿摩斯先知在我们这边要背叛我们国家。
Yet Amaziah the priest said to the king Jeroboam, saying, Amos has conspired against you, against the nation.
我们从这里就可以知道，这个亚玛谢的控告是。不实在。
We know that this accusation is not true.
他是颠倒是非。
That he has told the opposite.
他不但不悔改。
And not only that Amaziah not repented.
反而认为说先知所传讲的警告是不真实。
On the other hand, he maintained that what the prophet has preached was not true.
就好像司提缓他向当时的教会传警告。
It is just like days of Stephen when he was preaching to the churches.
当时有些犹太人还是不肯相信耶稣。
Many of the Jews in those days refused to believe in Jesus.
那么司提缓就详细的把旧约他们的悖逆来向他们述说。
And Stephen told them or relate to them how rebellious the people were in the ancient days.
并且也指出他们靠自己没办法行出律法上的要求。
And he also told them that they were not able to abide by the law of God just by themselves.
因为他们的悖逆，以至于神不再临在这个圣殿里面。
Because of their rebellion, rebellious behavior, that God is no longer in the holy temple.
啊，圣殿里已经不是拜神的地方。
The holy temple is no longer a place to worship God.
就好像我们这几天所查考这个耶利米书啊。
These past few days, we have been studying the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第七章那里记载。
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, it says,
啊，这个耶利米先知也警告当时的百姓。
That Prophet Jeremiah was also warning the people in those days.
说你们不要自己讲说这个地方是有啊是神的殿是神的殿。
Do not say that this place is a temple of God.
假如你们不肯悔改的话，神的殿。已经不再有神了。
If you refuse to repent, then this God will not be in this temple.
斯蒂芬诚恳地来指出他们的错误。
And Stephen earnestly has pointed out the errors of the people.
不肯悔改。
But they would not repent.
所以后来神的殿就被毁灭了。
And we see later on that the temple of God was destroyed.
所以斯蒂芬告诉他们，神的殿已经不再是神临在的地方。
And Stephen told them that the temple of God is no longer the dwelling place of God.
要紧的，他们应该要悔改，来信靠耶稣基督。
What is important is that the people must repent and believe in Jesus.
来除去他们的罪孽。
But believing Jesus, their sins will be remissed.
可是先知这一番话不但得不到啊他们的顺服，反而因为他这些话被打死了。
No one heed his words. Rather, he was being stoned to death because of his words.
所以主耶稣他也这样预言。
Hence, Jesus also gave a prophecy.
请看马太福音第十章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章三十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 34.
新约圣经十四页，马太第十章三十四节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 34.
你们不要想我来是叫地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。因为我来是叫人以父亲生疏，女儿以母亲生疏，媳妇以婆婆生疏。三十六节。
36。
人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。主耶稣讲这一段话。
These sayings of Jesus.
他不是要来挑起世上的这个纷争。
He's not trying to create trouble.
最主要的他提醒我们
most of all he's trying to remind us
因为世人不认识真理
because the people of this world do not know the truth
当我们要坚守真理的立场的时候
when we want to maintain or when we want to hold on to the truth
就会引起那些不懂真理的人来抵抗
we will be facing opposition for those who do not know the truth
甚至于我们为了要坚守真理要引起不必要的这个逼迫
Even to the extent that we will be facing persecution if we want to hold on to the truth.
比如说我们信了耶稣。
For example, we have believed in Jesus.
我们说不能够拜祖先。
We said that we can no longer worship our ancestors.
不能够拿香来祭拜祖先。
We cannot use those incense sticks to worship our ancestors.
这个对于拜祖先的家庭来讲，一定会受到这个批评的。
To the traditional family, believers would definitely be criticized.
说信耶稣的人不孝。
Says that for Christians do not show the filial piety to their ancestors.
但是他们不晓得祭拜祖先其实拜不到祖先。
However, these non-believers do not know that when you're worshiping the ancestors, you're not really worshiping them.
这个祭拜当中常常被魔鬼诱惑。
Very often it's during this worshiping that one is tempted by Satan.
这个是他们所不了解这个灵界的事情。
This is because of the ignorance of the spiritual realm.
我们认识真理的人，我们晓得说不能够跟鬼相交。
We who have known the truth, we know that we should have no part with the devil.
所以我们不能够在这真道上屈服。
Hence, we should not compromise in this truth.
但是有时候我们软弱的时候常常就会屈服了。
Very often, when we are weak, we will compromise.
有时候我们会自我解释。
Or try to explain ourselves.
拜一拜有什么关系？
We would say, what is so wrong about worshiping our ancestors?
我们又不是把它当作神来。
We are not really worshiping them as gods.
虽然你心里是这么想。
Even though this is what you may be thinking.
可是我们这样一做了以后。
But by having done this action.
就被别人被误导了。
other people may have understood your actions.
那你看新耶稣也可以拜拜嘛?
They will be saying that even Christians can worship ancestors.
那跟我们这不信的没有什么两样。
Then there is no difference between Christians and us non-believers.
这些不懂真理的就以为说新耶稣也是一样可以拜拜。
Hence, those who does not understand the truth think that even Christians can worship ancestors.
不了解。
They do not understand the significance of this worship. Hence, they will never be able to find the right door towards Christianity.
真道上啊,
Hence, when we are being accused, we should never compromise, nor should we give up.
或是被这个压迫的这个,
even though you are under severe persecution. We should hold on and maintain our truth. We should let others see where the truth lies. When we hold on to the truth, only then we have a chance to go before God. Just like our True Jesus Church, we preach the truth of salvation. We say that water baptism, when we perform water baptism, it has to be through this living water.
When
we receive the Holy Spirit, we must have this evidence of speaking in tongue. If we don't have those elements, then we don't have the path of salvation. Some denominations would disagree. Just like in Amos chapter 10.
他说他所说的话这国担当不起
Amos chapter 7 verse 10 saying that the land is not able to bear all his words.
所以有的教会认为真耶稣教传的道理让我们承担不起
that many other denominations says that the truth preached by Jesus Church is unbearable.
怎么说我们啊 这样做就不能得救呢
Are you saying that whatever that we're doing we're not being saved?
所以难怪有不少的教派就来攻击我们说真耶稣教会是异端啊是邪教
And hence many other denominations accuse our church as being a cult.
当我们被批评的时候我们不要就是说就这样的跟他反击过去
When we are being criticized, we do not need to defend ourselves.
我们要了解他的无知
We have to understand that it is their ignorance.
我们不能够做
Hence, it is not up to us to defend or to accuse them. We should pray for them. We should find an opportunity to explain to them what is genuine truth. And we should not complain, nor should we accuse them. Verse 11. Amos have said what he ought to.
他说耶罗伯安必被刀杀。Jeroboam
shall die by the sword.
意思说这个王啊，一定要被杀死。That
he's saying that the king will die.
以色列百姓一定要被掳去。And
Israel shall surely be led away captive.
先知讲这种话不是幸灾乐祸。The
prophet is not trying to defend himself here.
事实上他很希望这个国家能够得到平安。Rather
that he wanted the nation to have peace.
所以从第七章的第一节到第九节。
Chapter 7, verse 1 to 9.
当先知看到神的这意象,
when the prophet saw the visions of God,
说这个国家怎么被毁灭,
so he saw how this nation was to be destroyed.
他反而为这个国家祷告,
he interceded on behalf of the nation.
他一直求神说神啊你要赦免他们,
he pleaded with God to forgive the people.
那七章二节那里说, 雅各那么软弱, 他怎能站立得住呢?
He says that Jacob. How can Jacob stand when he is so small?
第五节、第六节也是这么讲。
He repeated the same message in verse 5 and verse 6.
先知一面传讲警告，一面呢为这个国家代祷。The
prophet was spreading out the warning at the same time he is also interceding.
这也是我们应当效法的地方。And
this is an example that we should learn.
我们不希望说人沉沦，我们希望人人得救。
We don't want every man to perish, rather we would like everyone to be saved.
所以我们应该要有这样代祷的精神。Hence
we should have this intercession spirit.
求神开他们的心，能够了解这个真理。We
pray to God to open their minds up so that they will understand the truth.
所以我们在传扬主的
Hence, when we are preaching the word of God, we would face similar persecutions.
那么12节到13节呢?
Verse 12 to 13.
就谈到先知啊被藐视了。
Saying that the prophet was despised.
亚玛谢呢对阿摩斯怎么说
？What did Amaziah said to Amos？
说你这个先见呐、啊，你逃回去你们犹太地吧。
Seer, flee to the land of Judah。
你在那边糊口，在那边说预言吧。
There eat bread and there prophecy。
他这样的话呢，似乎好像啊，以为说这个先知啊，他是为了他的生活才当先知。
It seems as if that Amos was a prophet because he would like to earn money to have food.
这个是对先知的人格大大的侮辱。
This is an insult to Amos.
魔鬼要打倒一个教会。
When Satan wants to destroy a church,
魔鬼一定先打倒这个教会的这些神的仆人。
The first thing he would attack would be the servants of the church.
所以身为神的仆人啊。
Hence, as servants of God,
当然应该对神要有信心。
That servants should have faith in God.
那么也要看清楚，做神的仆人是为了什么来做神的仆人。
They must also be clear that why they are servants of God.
不是为了糊口，不是为了这个钱财。
They do not serve God for money.
假如说一个神的仆人啊。只是为了钱财来当，来工作。
If a person works for God only for the sake of money,
那么这就不是神所要拣选他的这个目的了。
Then that is not the reason why God has chosen him.
啊，所以这个保罗啊，他传福音到哥林多的地方。
And when Paul preached the gospel to the city of Corinth,
他知道那个教会充满着一些假先知。
He knew that there are many false prophets or false teachers in the Corinthian church.
他知道这些的假师傅是贪财的。
He knew that these false teachers have only one objective, that is to have money.
他们一直要找保罗的缺点。
And they are trying to find fault with Paul.
所以保罗知道。
And Paul knew this.
知道他们的这个诡诈。
He knew.Paul knew how deceitful these false teachers were.
保罗原本可以向这个哥林多教会拿生活费。
Paul initially could have had some, taken some money from the Corinthian church.
但是知道这些教会的假师傅的一些诡计。
However, knowing how deceitful these false teachers are,
所以他后来他不拿了。
Hence, he refused the money.
我们来看看这个哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第九章
First Corinthians chapter 9
第九章第四节
Chapter 9 verse 4
第九章第四节
Chapter 9 verse 4
难道我们没有权柄靠福音吃喝吗这里保罗说难道我们没有权利靠福音来生活吗
Here Paul is saying that do we not have a right to eat and drink?
请看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
若别人在你们身上有这个权柄，何况我们呢
？If others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more？
然而我们没有用过这样权柄，是凡事忍受，免得基督的福音被阻隔。
Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ.
所以保罗在哥林多的地方，他没有接受教会的供给。
Hence, at this at the church of Corinth, Paul did not receive any money from there. And he would make his tents and preach the gospel at the same time. This shows the sole purpose of the servant of God. The sole purpose of a servant of God is to preach or to save the souls of people. And to love the souls of people. If a preacher has seen his vocation as his job, then he would have gone astray from his purpose. A preacher lives by his faith in God.
所以我们的长辈啊，一再的教导这些神的工人。
Hence, our earlier generations always encouraged these workers.
身为神的仆人啊，就是要顺服。
That as workers of God, you should be submissive.
不去谈这些钱财的问题。
You should not be greedy.
所以这个是 作为一个神的仆人应该有的态度。
And hence, this is the attitude for a servant of God.
那么在这里呢，阿摩斯他在这里，这个亚玛谢呢，在这里又来毁谤这阿摩斯。
And here, in chapter 7 of Amos, Amaziah still again insults Amos.
在这十三节这里说。
Verse
13. 你不要在伯特利再说预言了。
It says, never again prophecy of Bethel.
这个呢就是亚玛谢他生怕先知在这里说预言之后百姓悔改的话都会跑到耶路撒冷去敬拜神
And what Amaziah feared was that when the people have heeded the words of Amos, they would all leave the city of Bethel and go over to Jerusalem to worship God.
这个亚玛谢是一个雇工
And Amaziah was a hired help.
不是真正的是爱神的百姓。
He is not a person who truly loves God.
那么他不要阿摩斯说预言的另外一个原因。
Another reason for not wanting Amos to prophesy.
他说这里有王的圣所，有王的宫殿。
He says that it is the king's sanctuary, it is the royal residence.
他说我们这里呀、有先知，有祭司，有拜神的地方，不需要你来。
Says that here we have a temple to worship, we have priests, we do not need you.
就好像有一些教派啊会批评我们。
Just like some Christian denominations.
你看我们的这个牧师啊，我们是多么高的这个教育程度，多么高的教育程度。
Some Christian denominations would criticize our church, saying that they have pastors or preachers who have received very high education.
你看我们这个教会历史多么久了。
And they would claim that their church has a long history.
你看我们这个教会多么雄厚的财力。
Or they would claim that their church has a very strong financial background.
我们有多高的地位。
And they have very high status in society.
外在的条件呢，强调他们是属实。
But using all the physical conditions that they have, they're trying to emphasize the church importance.
就好像是亚玛谢也是这样。
And this is exactly what Amaziah is doing.
你看我们这边有王，有祭司。
He says we have a king here, we have priests here.
我们这边有拜神的地方。
We have a place of worship.
但是我们要了解。
But we have to understand.
北朝的他们宗教到底是不是合乎神的旨意呢？
Is the faith of the northern kingdom absolutely done accordance to the will of God?
请看列王记上第十二章。
Please turn to 1 Kings chapter 12.
列王记上第十二章。
1 Kings chapter 12.
旧约圣经中文的是437页。列王记上第十二章，我们从这个从二十五节看起。二十五节，他这里记载。
Verse 25。
耶罗波安在以法莲山地建筑四殿，就住在其中；又从四殿出去建筑比鲁伊勒。二十六节。
Verse 26。
这里说耶罗波安心里说：“恐怕这个国归给大卫家。这民若上耶路撒冷去，在耶和华的殿里献祭，他们的心必归向他们的主犹大王罗伯安，就把我杀了，人归犹大王罗伯安。”北朝的王叫做耶罗伯安。
The king of the northern nation was Jeroboam.
南朝的王叫做罗伯安。
And the king of the southern kingdom was Rehoboam.
所以北朝的这个王很怕他的百姓到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
Hence the king of Israel was afraid that his people may go down south to worship God in Jerusalem.
他的国就保不住了。
And then there won't be any people in his kingdom.
28节让我们看到耶罗波安他有私心。
Hence we see that in verse 28 there is a reason why the king was being very selfish.
不是真正为了敬拜神。
He did not really truly worship God.
是为了保住自己的王位。
He's merely trying to protect his kingship.
他就开始作假了。
And he wants to protect his throne, that's why he makes idols.
28节这里说他铸造了两个金牛犊。
Verse 20 says the king made two calves of gold.
要来代替天上的真神。
And these two calves will replace the God in heaven.
这个是一个错误的开始。
And this is the beginning of his mistake.
在31节。
Verse
31. 耶罗波安在初坛那里又建造圣殿。
At Jeroboam built shrines on high places.
那么在那 就把那些不属利未人的一般的百姓当作立作祭司。
And he has made priests from every class of people who are not the sons of Levi.
这是就是宗教上的第二个错误。
This is again the second mistake.
啊，所以我们的教会啊，啊，在这方面非常的谨慎。
And our church has been very careful in this.
照圣经的交代。
We have been done. According to what is written in the Bible,
要被立为圣职的人啊，
for those who are to be ordained,
必须要信主三年之后，
they must have believed in the Lord for at least 3 years.
那么他必须有属灵的条件，
and they must have some reach some spiritual requirements.
要有圣灵，
they must have Holy Spirit.
受过洗，
must have been baptized.
信心错了。
Hence, this is the mistake that Jeroboam had made.
再看第三点。
Let's see the third point.
33节这里说。
Verse 33.
他在八月十五号，就是他私自所设定的月日，作为以色列人的节期。
That he had made a day special on the 15th of the 8th month, a month that he had devised in his own heart.
这是出于人的意思。
This is out of his own will.
所以为什么我们教会不守什么复活节啦，不守这个圣诞节呢？
And this is also the reason why our church does not celebrate Easter or Christmas.
凡是不是圣经所交代的，我们就不去照人的意思来施设这些节期。
Anything that is not done according to the Bible, we will not celebrate these festivals.
所以我们就可以了解，这个亚玛谢所做的不是错误的事情。
Hence, we understand that whatever Amaziah had done were our mistakes.
那么亚玛谢这样的来威胁神的先知。
And here, Amaziah had threatened the prophet of God.
先知如何面对这些威胁呢？
And how did Amos react to these accusations?
他应该不应该对神忠心呢？
Should he remain faithful to God?
我们请看阿摩斯书第七章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 7.
第七章十四节。
Verse 14.
阿摩斯书第七章十四节。
Amos chapter 7, verse 14.
阿摩斯对亚玛谢说：“我原不是先知，也不先知的门徒，我是牧人，又是修理桑树的。”那么这一段的圣经啊，就告诉我们。
From here.
先这个阿摩斯他说啊，我本来是一个牧人，跟一个是农，还并且又是一个农人。
Here Amos said that I was initially a herdsman and a tender of sycamore fruit.
那么我也不是先知的儿子啊。
I was not a prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet.
意思说我是不配的。
What he's saying is that he is not worthy to be a prophet.
我是卑微的。
I am low and humble.
没有那种能力。
That he doesn't have the capability.
不配当先知的。
Hence, he's not worthy to be a prophet.
他很谦卑。
He was being very humble.
他知道他是不配。
He knew that he was not worthy.
我们在教会里头应该有这样的念头。
And this is the same attitude that we should hold.
就像那么伟大的保罗啊。
Example, Paul, Almighty Paul.
自己也这样说。
He even said this himself.
我是不配当使徒的。
That I'm not worthy to be an apostle.
因为我是逼迫主耶稣的门徒。
Because I have persecuted disciples of Jesus.
其实我们想一想，我们都是不配的。
But if you think about it, all of us are unworthy.
但主耶稣拣选我们。
Yet God has chosen us.
这是实在是太大的恩典了。
This is an immense grace of God.
但是我们也不能够太过于自卑。
Yet we should not overhumble ourselves.
虽然是不配。
Even though we may be unworthy.
那么有神的拣选。
But God has chosen us.
就不要自卑。
Hence we should not be overly humble.
所以他在这个第十五节这里第这个地方说。
In verse 15, Amos said.
说耶和华显召我。
That the Lord had took me.
这个就是我们工作的一个依据。
And this is the evidence of our work.
我们原本是不配。
That we were unworthy.
不是尊贵的。
We were ignoble.
也不是有能力的。
And we are not capable.
也不是有智慧的。
Nor do we have wisdom.
但是耶和华选召我。
But the Lord had chosen us.
神托付我。
And God has entrusted me.
使我们有能力的。
And God has given us the power.
神也会赐智慧给我。
And God has given us wisdom.
我们就要对神忠心。
Then we shall remain faithful to Him.
尽管别人批评我们。
Others may criticize us.
论断我们。
Others may talk about us.
说我们是异端。
Others may claim that we are apostates. Others may call us a cult.
我们心里很清楚。
But we are very clear of ourselves.
我是不是属神的？
But do we belong to God?
这个保罗也曾这样被人家批评。
And Paul has been criticized by others many times.
这个是假使徒啊。
He says you are a false apostle.
保罗为了真理啊来辩白。
Yet for the sake of the truth that he had argued for himself.
不是为自己利益。
It is not for him, his own advantage.
他为了信仰，为了真理，为了弟兄姐妹。
Rather, he's arguing for the sake of brothers and sisters, for the sake of the truth.
我们请看加太书的第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加太书第一章第一节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 1.
保罗为了辨明他的使徒的身份，他就这样讲。
And in order for Paul to explain that he is an apostle, he said this.
一开始就说做使徒的保罗啊，不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借耶稣基督跟叫他从死里复活的父神。
This is Paul, an apostle, not from man nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
他的意思是说，我当使徒，不是因为说众人拥护我才是使徒。
What Paul is saying that he's not an apostle because many people supported him.
也不是说有名望的人来支持我，我才是使徒。
And he's not being an apostle because there are many noblemen who supported him.
他能够提出他使徒的见证。
He's able to testify his apostleship.
在十一节以后呢，这样说。
In verse 11, he says,
我领受的福音是主耶稣亲自启示我的。
That I have made known to you the gospel which was preached to me by Jesus.
在十六节他说，他乐意把他的儿子启示在我心里头。
And that 第几节？
第一章十六节。
In verse 16, it says that he has revealed his son in me.
所以这个保罗他很清楚，我是主耶稣选召的。
Hence Paul was very clear that he was chosen by Jesus.
所以我们真教会的信徒啊，应该有这样的认识。
And this is also the same understanding that we should have in this true church.
我们自己问问自己的信仰。
We should question our faith.
在这信仰的过程当中，我有没有神的选召？
We should question ourselves that have we been called by the Lord?
我的受洗是不是合乎圣经的道理？
Is my baptism done according to the instructions in the Bible?
有没有圣灵来见证我们？
Did the Holy Spirit testify for me?
我们所传的是不是合乎圣经？
Whatever that we're preaching, is it done according to the Bible?
这个是很重要的。
And this is all very important.
我们能够有这样的证据，
If we have this evidence,
我们就不应该自卑。
Then we should be humble.
我们应该对于神忠心。
And we should be faithful to God.
所以阿摩斯啊，他就负起了这先知的责任。
Hence, Amos have taken up the responsibility of a prophet.
在我们很多移民这个地区的这个教会啊。
In many of the churches where there are a lot of immigrants.
很多地方是没有传道人，没有这些圣职人员。
There are many of them do not have ordained ministers residing there.
他们知道神的托付，就负起了他们应该做的这个任务。
Yet they know the mission that God has entrusted them, and they have carried out this responsibility.
不但如此啊。
Not only that.
我们再看这个阿摩斯书第七章。
Let us read Amos chapter 7.
十五节。
Verse 15.
他这里说：“使我不从跟从羊群。”对我说：“你去向我百姓以色列说预言。”他这里也提到说，他放弃了他的事业。
Here Amos says that he has given up his initial vocation.
我们有一个弟兄啊，他到非洲去做义工。
There was a brother who went to Africa to volunteer there.
在工作当中，他有神的呼召。
While working there, he felt that God has called him.
他放弃了他的工作。
He gave up his work.
他来跟随耶稣。
And he came to follow Jesus.
在最近有不少的青年。
And these few years, there are a lot of youths.
他一直深深感受到我对教会有责任。
They felt that they have some responsibility towards church.
所以他放弃了他很高的学位。
Hence, they gave up their studies.
他献身来为主做工。
And they would devote themselves to God.
所以神的感动使人觉得说为主做工是相当有价值。
Hence, with the movement of that.When God has touched someone, they would feel that it is indeed wonderful to work for God.
摩西也是这么样子的这个受到感动。
And this is the same way that Moses was moved by God.
请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
新约圣经323页。希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
24节。
Verse 24。
摩西因着信长大，不肯称为法老女儿的儿子。25节。
Verse 25。
因着跟神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。26节。
26。
他看为基督的灵禄比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他所想望所要得的赏赐。27节。
Verse 27。
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕亡怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如若看见那不能看见的主。他这个地方告诉我。
Here it says。
他明白了神的托付。
It says that Moses understood the entrusted mission of God.
他说，看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Has he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt?
基督就是天上的神。
And Christ is God in heaven.
他认为为主啊受辱啊，这反而是更最荣耀的事。
He felt that this is much better, and this is the best reward.
所以我们看到今天正耶稣教的发展。
Today, when we look at the development of Church's Church around the world,
有一个很大的目标。
We should have one goal in mind.
福音要传遍全世界。
That the gospel should preach to all corners of the world.
主耶稣都有恩典给我们。
That Jesus has showed us His grace.
主耶稣都是呼召我们。
And Jesus has called us.
我们应该勇敢的出来。
We should step forward.
因为我们现在增加的这个信徒数啊，还是非常的少。
We see that our membership is still very low.
我们的工作。这个任务相当的大。
And there are a lot of work that needs to be done.
我们应该感念主的恩典。
We should be thankful for the Lord's grace.
阿摩斯一样。
We should learn from Amos.
只要主要用我，就出来为主所用。
If God wants to use me, then we should come forward and be used.
我们再看阿摩斯第七章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 7.
第七章十五节。
Verse 15.
这里说。说神对他说了，你去向我的百姓以色列说预言。
The Lord said to him, "Go prophesy to my people Israel."
神对他说，你去。
The Lord says, "Go."
主耶稣升天之前，也向门徒说，你们要去，使万民做我的门。
And prior to the ascension of Jesus, he said to his disciples to go and preach the gospel to all his people.
所以各位，我们一定要记住，我们不能够一直待在这个会堂里头，在这边享受恩典。
Hence, everyone, we must remember that we shouldn't stay here to just enjoy the blessings of God.
神不是说你坐，然后叫外面做我的门徒。
God did not say, "Sit and let all people come to me."
神叫我们要出去。
Rather, God told us to go.
所以我们大家应该在。这个聚会之后，有时间的话，多多的向为主耶稣传福音。
Hence, after services, if we have the time, then we should go out to preach the gospel.
要积极主动。
We should be active. We should.
只要你肯说，主耶稣就会跟你同工。
If you're willing to speak, God will be with you.
我们有一个信徒啊，他说他不太会讲话。
We have a believer who says that he's not very eloquent.
但是他到医院一样在发传单。
But he would still go to hospitals to pass out the flyers, hand out the flyers.
那他就是没有说什么就发传单。
He didn't say anything. He's just passing out the flyers.
一个病人看到我们的传单
了。When a patient saw our flyers,
患血肉十几年的妇人啊，得到医治。
A woman who has suffered from hemorrhage for several decades was healed.
这个人不是耶稣那个时代的人。
And this woman is not the woman in the days of Jesus.
是我们真耶稣教的信徒。
She's a believer of our church.
就那个病人就问我们这个姐妹。
And this patient asked her sister.
这个人在哪里呀？
Where's this person?
我们姐妹就跟他讲，就在我们这个市，这个城市。
Says it's just right in our city.
那个病人就说，你能不能带我去看看？
And the woman says, "Can you bring me to her?"
我要亲自听她的见证。
I want to listen to her testimony.
他说没问题的。
This is no problem.
每次聚会的时候啊。
Every time during services.
我们这个姐妹都坐在第一排的第一个位置。
Our sister will be sitting in the first row.
只要你安息来到我们教会，就找到她。
If you come to church on Sabbath day, you will find her.
那个病人就真的来我们教会。
And the patient came.
亲口问我们这个姐妹。
And asked the sister herself.
我们这姐妹跟她见证。
And our sister testified.
说她患血肉的时候。
Saying that she was suffering from hemorrhaging.
她的先生是一个心脏科的医生。
Her husband is a heart specialist.
那么她的先生的很多的医生朋友为了她的血肉帮她很多人忙。
Many of her husband's friends were also doctors had helped her with her hemorrhaging.
但是没办法医她。
But they were not able to cure her.
后来就是。被介绍到真教会来了。
And she was introduced to True Church.
在一次的这个祷告当中。
It is during a prayer.
他受了圣灵。
During the prayer, she received the Holy Spirit.
发现她的血都停止了。
And she felt that the bleeding had stopped.
从那个时候病就好了。
It is at that moment that her hemorrhaging was cured.
那这个病人啊，一听到这个见证。
And the patient heard it.
来查考道理。
She came to study the truth.
成为我们真教会的信徒。
And she became a member of our church.
那么她后来出院回去了。
After she has been discharged from the hospital.
那么这个病人的牧师问她说：“哎，你怎么那么久没有来到教会啊？”
The pastor of this patient asked, "Why haven't you come to church?"
她坦白跟他见证。
And she frankly said to the pastor.
到真耶稣教去了。
She said that she has been to the true Jesus church.
就把这个过程告诉这个牧师。
And told the pastor what happened.
想不到。
Unknowingly.
这个牧师说：“能不能请你们传道到我们教会来做见证？”
The pastor wanted our church's preacher to go over to the church.
从那个时候开始。
It is from that moment.
我们的传道人每个礼拜到他们的这个教会去见证。
And every week our preacher will go over to that church to testify.
所以我们只要敢见证主耶稣就同工。
And as long as we're willing to testify, God will work with us.
那我们去要说什么？
When we go, what are we say? What are we going to say?
就是说神要我们说的话。
We say whatever God wants us to say.
所以只有我们懂得了信靠神。
As long as we learn to rely on God,
我们就能够为主做工。
We will be able to work for Him.
所以这个阿摩斯啊，他有被拣选的证据。
Hence, Amos has an evidence that he was being called by the Lord.
他对神忠心。
Hence, he was faithful.
那么十六节之后
，starting from verse 16 onwards,
我们看他忠心的表现。
We see the actions of his faith.
明明知道这个亚玛谢威胁他。
He knew that Amaziah is threatening him.
他没有害怕。
He was not afraid.
他很可能来劝告他。
And he earnestly said to Amaziah.
十六节说亚玛谢啊，现在你要听耶和华的话，你说不要向以色列说预言，也不要向以撒家低下预言。这个亚玛谢呢，警告阿摩斯说，你不要向我说预言。
When Amaziah warned Amos not to prophesy to him.
但是阿摩斯却有那种我不能不说的这种的忠心的表现。
Yet Amos, being faithful, felt that he had to say.
各位，我们应该也要有这样的一种忠心的表现。
We should also display the same level of faith.
我所领受的恩典，我不能不说。
Whatever grace I have received, I have to say them.
假如我们每一个人都能够从神那边领受到这样的信心。
If every one of us has received the same faith from God,
我们也能够像使徒时代的使徒一样，我不能不说。
Then we will also be likened to the apostles, and that we have to speak out.
好，我们可以看看我们温哥华最近来接受洗礼的这些弟兄姐妹。
We can look at the newly baptized brothers and sisters in Vancouver Church.
为什么他们愿意来信主呢？
Why are they willing to follow Jesus?
因为我们肯说，他们才有机会听到神的恩典。
It is because they are willing to speak out that is why they have a chance to hear the words of God.
所以我们应该多多制造让别人听到恩典的机会。
Hence we should make every opportunity for others to hear the words of God.
不管你自己讲或录音带，借录音带给他听。
Whether you say it yourself or you lend them the tapes.
所以呢，我们应该像阿摩斯一样的忠心。
Hence we should be like Amos, be faithful.
最后十七节。
And the last verse.
这里说到神要他说的警告。
And here's the warning that the Lord wants Amos to tell Amaziah.
这个警告的内容实在是人不容易听的。
And the content of this warning is terrifying.
也是真的会得罪人的话。
And it would definitely offend someone.
但是这个是先是神要他说的。
Yet this is what God wanted Amos to say.
他说你的妻子必在城中做妓女。
So your wife shall be a harlot in the city.
这个让我们想到一个做妻子的。
This reminds us of the duties of a wife.
当丈夫有做错的事的时候。
When a husband has done something wrong,
你要尽到做妻子的责任。
You have to fulfill your duties as a wife.
真理来扶持你的丈夫。
That you should encourage your husband with the truth.
假如你没有尽这样的本分。
If you have not fulfilled duties,
就会落到这样的地步。
Then you will end up in this way.
自己没有真理了。
That you yourself have lost the truth.
跟庙中的妓女就差不多了。
You'd be likened to the prostitutes in the temples.
那这里说你的儿女必倒在刀下。
Since your sons and daughters shall fall by the sword.
这也告诉我们一家之主若没有按真理教导自己的儿女。
That as a master of a household, if he has not taught his children well.
他容易陷在最终要死在最终。
Then the children will would have fallen into sin and died in sin.
这里又提到, 你的地必有人用绳子量来分许。
It says your land shall be divided by survey line.
犹太人的地啊, 是不随便被人家, 分许的。
The land of a Jew is not easily divided. Yet Amaziah's land was taken away.
这也可以告诉我们啊, 被神不忠心的人啊, 他的钱袋是破的钱袋。
It tells us that for those who are unfaithful to God, their money bag will have a hole in it.
可能用心地赚, 但是呢, 无意中他的钱都流失了。
You may have made every effort to earn the money, yet your money will be lost.
这里又说, 你自己必死在污秽之地。
And it says, you shall die in a defiled land.
这就是说, 同流合污啊, 最后就败在魔鬼手下。
That because you have turned to Satan, then you will definitely die in hands of Satan.
所以我们基督徒啊, 应该坚守圣洁的立场。
As Christians, we should maintain our purity.
不要做污秽的事情。
We should not be defiled.
最后这一句话说, 以色列百姓啊, 定会被掳去, 离开本地。
And lastly, Israel shall surely be led away captive from his own land.
领导者不正啊, 常常让那些, 啊, 被领导的也走上这个不正的道路。
If the leaders has gone astray, then those who are being led would also go astray.
但是反过来讲,
On the other hand,
假如领导者不正的时候,
If the leaders had gone astray,
我们不要糊里糊涂就跟着他走。
We shouldn't follow them foolishly.
假如你跟着糊里糊涂跟着不正领导者的这个错误的道路走,
if you had followed these leaders foolishly,
我们不能够推诿责任说啊是他带领我走的。
We cannot remove all the responsibility from ourselves, saying that we're just following.
自己要懂得分辨是非。
We have to be able to discern what is right and wrong.
所以这个道理要弄清楚。
Hence, we have to know the truth well.
才不会走错误的道路。
And that way, we will not have been led astray.
啊, 总而言之, 我们从这一段圣经可以了解。
And in conclusion,
真的先知非常的忠心。
We find that Prophet Amos is indeed very faithful.
会得罪人的话, 他也必须要说。
He even had to say the words that would offend others.
因为神要他说,
because God wanted him to say it.
所以我们啊, 在信主的生活当中, 应该有这样的忠心。
Hence, when we believe in God, we should have the same faith as Moses, as Amos.
教会才能够在真道上来发, 来发展。
And this way, the church would prosper.